The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam. That's John fucking
I'm shit. Adam.
And
as
I'm
well.
Peter.
I'm Adam.
They call me Captain Adam. Oh god, I'm dying because I'm talking.
Well, I guess we should just rename this to the Adam Cast.
Yeah, I like that. I'm fully on board with this idea. What are we playing today, John?
This is RoboCraft, and we're bringing it. It's not like it's a new game, but we're bringing it because it has had a huge update.
Oh, shit.
This looks drastically different.
Did we cover it before?
No, we covered Adam's game and ended up talking mostly about RoboCraft.
Because it was just RoboCraft with spaceships.
God, I'm like nothing.
But this looks
again.
Way better, and it looks completely different than when I used to play RoboCraft.
And we're going to discuss that later.
Yes, we will.
I thought we did do this at one time, but it was before we started streaming, right?
We probably did before we streamed.
Yeah,
I think
but
so.
I think everything reset when we streamed, right?
Yeah, yeah sure. Well, there's been enough updates to this game that
it definitely
justifies
talking about.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we never got to show
sorry.
You.
Sorry, at the beginning there was no reason you couldn't hear any of the hosts because they were muted. So, haha. Fixed that problem real quick, didn't I?
Well, now you can hear us.
Yeah.
Should we restart?
No.
Let's restart.
No.
I mean,
why?
They know I'm Adam.
Press the restart button.
They know I'm Captain Adam.
I am also. They Adam. Know that I am Peter and don't understand this joke.
Because
it's not that complicated.
All right. Well, shall we hop into the news?
We shall.
All right.
So, yeah. I know you guys have played The Witcher.
Oh, yeah.
I played a very, very insignificant amount of it, so I can't really
I've
say
ridden horses in The Witcher. I haven't played it. Playing would be a strong
You played Gwent. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
That's completely different than playing The Witcher, though.
It is. No, it's not.
Yeah, yes, it is entirely.
Well, anyway, Netflix is coming out with a Witcher series.
I am super excited about this, yeah.
Oh, this was Batflix news.
it was. Right
that's why
there.
It sounds so familiar.
But it's also a video game.
It is. I'm just saying. Never mind. Okay. You're all just going to hate me because I made that one little comment.
I didn't say anything.
It was Batflix news, though.
Comments, John, not just one.
There's plenty of other reasons.
Yeah.
John, show those haters how it's done by hating yourself the most.
Yeah.
John, you're a bitch.
John, you're one of them self-hating ploofs, aren't you?
That was a prerequisite.
One of the things that I'm stoked about with The Witcher is that they're going with a Polish production company, and that's where The Witcher came from.
Yeah, the author is
Andrzej
Polish.
Andrzej Sapkowski is in fact Polish. And little known fact, he does not like the games.
Really?
Even though the games have tripled his sales in books, he says that the games cheapen the experience, and like every person who's read and played the games, they're like, you're full of shit, dude. This is fucking awesome.
No, the game is amazing.
So do you think he's just kind of biased against video games?
He might be. He is from an older generation.
That's what I would
say that The Witcher 3 is by far the best of the three. Because
I
tried to play Witcher 1, and the control scheme makes it almost unplayable.
The graphics make it almost unplayable.
I can deal with the graphics, but like instead of it being an action RPG, you like have to click people to attack them and stuff. And I just could not play it.
Rachel says, hey, hooligans.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
But yeah, Witcher 3 is probably one of my favorite games of all time, and I'm not even done with it. So I'm excited to see this, and there's plenty of lore there that they shouldn't have a problem coming up with any sort of story.
Yeah, and I think that what they're going to do is, like what the article says, is they're going to adhere more towards the books, which is fine, because the books explain Geralt's first meeting with Ciri, the first encounter with Yennefer and why that they're destined to be together and all that stuff. So
Nice. There's
nothing wrong with going from page one.
Yeah.
Especially if they adhere to the Witcher is very much like a fantasy meets horror kind of thing. Like they'll do stories that are reminiscent of like fairy tales like Cinderella or the Seven Dwarves or
right.
or the Big Bad Wolf and Red Riding Hood and stuff like that. But they'll do it in a way like the Big Bad Wolf is actually a werewolf and Little Red Riding Hood was a maid that the werewolf imprisoned.
Yeah.
And like you actually play the huntsman in it to come save Little Red yeah. Riding Hood. And instead of being like the nobleman, you were hired.
Right.
yeah.
You're doing it for money.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So, as far as the botchling quest goes, what fairy tale was that, if any?
Oh, I don't know. Because the botchling quest is fucked up. It's the one where it's the aborted kid.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. yeah. That's right.
And then it goes around really eating killing women and eating their fetuses.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Eating like, their unborn
that's
fetuses.
That's the one that really turned the horror switch on to me. I'm like, mm-hmm. that is disgusting well, <it's>, and awesome.
Especially because that's followed up by the three witches in the swamp, which yep. are, you know, either the Norns or the Greek fates.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is this game even? I thought it was just...
That game is whatever it wants to be.
I thought I was just gonna kill some monsters. Turns out I'm gonna traumatize myself in the middle of this.
Yep.
Because that little botchling, what they make you make the choice. Fight it or nurture it.
Well, yeah. And all the really good quests have diabolical moral choices. Like, they
sure.
want you to, like... Do I want to be the evil person? And for me, in video games, always hard being the evil person. Because like,
sure.
even though they're video game characters, I genuinely feel bad. Because
you have feelings.
I would say that's person. You're not a bad person, Peter, and that's why.
That being said, I have gone through a game before. Like
it's never my first playthrough.
No, no. First playthrough, you always go through the way you would kind of do it, you know.
Well, every once in a while you're evil, but it's usually because the guy's a dick or the person, the character's a dick, and you're like, I fucking hate you, so I'm going to be a dick.
In Fable, I started off good, and then I went, like, walked the line between good and evil the whole way, and I wasn't either. I was like, I'm just, like, a real person.
I mean, you are a real person.
I am a real. Okay. I'm a real boy.
John, don't lie to me.
Yeah, check out this bot with the W4P on the back. The Wonder Woman
Glad
W.
You clarified what that was.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought it was
it's
like
a wing.
Weird. Oh.
John, haters gonna hate, bro.
Yeah, right? Haters gonna hate. Ainers gonna ain't.
Ainers
gonna. Because this is called the Trojan Goof.
Okay.
Horsey butt.
That what does it look like when it's walking?
Like a weird horse that you don't want to run into.
This one's actually better than the big horsey butt I just made.
Okay.
The big one's just too big. This one is smaller, has more. It's all shielded the whole way around.
I like it.
And then I turn it sideways like a pirate ship.
Oh, like a battleship, yeah.
And then fire on people. See, if I would have just walked up the wall, he would have went up. But when I jumped, he couldn't do it.
John, is there in-game chat?
Yeah.
Like off.
Yeah.
To the side.
He never uses it.
No, I mean like voice chat.
No.
Oh, I don't
okay.
think so.
I heard some stuff. I thought.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to be surprised by a 12-year-old telling us how he fucked our mothers.
Twice.
And everybody's mother, not just
John,
one of
John,
us.
Just mine.
Yeah.
All five of us.
Well, back to video games going to the big screen.
Yes.
Or Netflix.
Well, the small screen to the big screen, Tom Holland, or better known as Spider-Man, will be playing young Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
So we've been hearing about the Uncharted movie for how long, Adam? I don't know what...
A long time, and I was always kind of...
On the fence?
Yeah, I take the stance of, like, it doesn't really need a movie. Same as, like, Metal Gear, because they've always talked about a
Resident
Metal
Evil
Gear movie
and
all that stuff. Like,
that was a shit show.
Those games are movies in themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't need a movie to retell the same story.
It's an in-depth storytelling.
Play it on fucking easy, and then, you know, if you don't want it. Yeah.
I mean, and even Naughty Dog, more than other game developers, is... Their games are very story driven.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
And they're usually the mechanics in Uncharted are usually quite simple, but implemented really well. But they don't sell their games based off of this game has really dope mechanics. It's like this is an epic story, and you're gonna go on an awesome adventure. So I feel like even more so than Resident Evil, it doesn't need a movie. Like. And Resident Evil didn't need a movie, and they made movies, and they were all fucking terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you lost the leg.
He's
they
like
were
barely
fun
standing.
In how bad they were, and like off the wall. But
the
I never...
first one, maybe the next ones, I don't even know. The main character isn't even a character that exists.
Oh,
in the
I don't. Whenever I see those movies, I don't think of the video games at all.
I can't not though.
Well, but after reading this article about the Uncharted movie, I actually think it's a good idea. Like, they're doing it's going to be prequels to the games instead.
That's so a much better
he's
idea.
He's going to be playing, Tom Holland's going to be playing a young Nathan Drake. And that way they can kind of tell whatever stories they want and not step on the stories that have already been told.
They can also cast Tom Holland and not have to make him look old, which is always bad in my
One of the things I'm worried about this is Tom Holland's still a relatively newer actor. I don't know. That's freaking sweet. If he could carry a movie on his own.
Rachel would like to point out that don't hate on the Resident Evil movies. It's her shameful pleasure.
I like them.
That's too goddamn bad for you. I'm going to talk shit all I want.
To be completely honest, I think I've only seen like maybe two or three of them.
The third one's in the desert.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that one.
The fourth one's on a boat for some of it.
So the more you describe, I think two. I know I saw the first one for sure, and I liked it.
First one's in the mansion underground, second one's in the city.
Yeah. Oh, you fucked up. Yeah, I've seen both of those, and both of those were pretty good. Never really got into any of the other ones, though. So
I just wanted to address Adam's concern, though, because Andrew Garfield is actually a really good actor, and though he started out as Spider-Man and... He's gone on to a lot of really great movies.
Oh, I completely agree
with
you.
So, minus Tobey Maguire, most Spider-Mans... Well, one-third of the Spider-Mans have had successful careers.
I liked Tobey Maguire when it came out.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best Spider-Man that they could have done.
The first two Spider-Man movies are good.
And I stand by that Spider-Man 2 rivals X-Men 2 as the best superhero movie ever.
It's up there for sure.
It's got a dynamic villain. It's got an interesting redemption plot.
Yeah, ever or outside of the MCU?
I guess outside of Guardians.
Okay. I was about to say, why is Guardians not on your list? Okay, I don't understand. Who is this person? You're not Josh.
One thing that that Spider-Man has over Guardians is a dynamic fucking bad guy.
Yeah. That's true.
Guardians' bad guy was very...
One-sided.
Yes.
His one goal, kill Xandar.
You're dying, John.
And then the other one is the other goal, but I'm not going to spoil that because it's still new.
I mean, he's a good actor. I like this Tom Holland kid. Just be carrying a movie on your own is a lot different than being part of an ensemble.
I think the important part for this is they have to nail Sully.
Yes, exactly.
So, right now, the voice actor for Sully is, as far as I can tell, the only one who can nail Sully. Mm-hmm.
Because young Sully should be just as badass as Nathan Drake, if not maybe more. Mm-hmm.
I would say a little bit more decisive.
Yeah.
Well, like, on prequels, you'd think he would be more badass at that point.
Because he's younger, right?
Because he's younger. And so
I mean, he, as an old man, he can still climb the same shit that Nathan, hanging on ledges with just his fingertips, you know?
Yeah, that is true. There are times, though, where Sully's like, I'm going to go around.
Yeah. He definitely shirks the duty onto you a bunch of times.
I'm going to go get the boat, okay, kid?
But I feel like that's just a knowledge of your limits. Yeah. Like maybe 20 years ago, but no, you got it.
He even says that from time to time. He's like, I could do this if I was younger.
Yeah.
If this were 20 years ago, kid, I'd be right with you. And then Nathan's like, if this were 20 years ago, I'd be 5.
So I'm pretty excited to see what could come out of this. I think it could be good. Because it's not going to step on the game.
The toes of the game,
I think it's got more of a chance of actually being a good video game adaptation than most video game adaptations ever do.
And I have no problem with them taking the story right out of 2, where Sully and him meet. There's nothing wrong with that.
I kind
of
think that should be in there as, like, the tie-in.
Yeah.
You know? They don't have to, I don't know.
Like, they don't have to do, like, the whole thing from 4, where he's part of an orphanage with his brother. Like, they don't have to do that part. But they definitely have to do the part where him and Sully meet, because that's the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like fucking Sam and Twitch or Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
It's not just Nathan Drake.
I never liked the brother the whole time.
Really?
In 4.
Oh, no. did you always know that he was going to...
Yeah, I just never liked him from the ego.
Do you know what? That's Troy Baker.
Yeah.
And so it's great to have, like, two of the most popular voice actors in games acting off each other.
Yeah. I mean, there was some good dialogue and stuff between them. So I just, as a character, I didn't trust him the whole time. You know?
Do you think
it was on purpose?
Probably. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, because of the way it turns out. But to end this, what the fuck is your wife's name in 4? Like, the character, the chick. What's her name? It's not Chloe, because Chloe's the British chick.
No. Elaine.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Okay.
Whew. I knew it, yeah.
I've been struggling with that all day.
I always liked her better than Chloe.
I like Chloe.
But I like. They made her look kind of weird in the fourth one, though.
I like British chicks. You hear that, Rachel?
Said Australian Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good
right?
Eye.
She's like, I think he's just confused.
He's like, I'm from Montana.
Yeah.
That's not British.
Nice. So, moving on to the next story. Destiny 2 is not coming to Steam.
Which is a little weird. They're actually using Blizzard and Battle.net to sell their game. Which... I think this is the first time that it's ever been a non-Blizzard created
title.
It is
a Blizzard game, though, because it's Blizzard Activision.
Elena.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Elena?
Elena.
Okay. That's right. I wasn't quite sure when I said Elaine.
Yeah. Elena.
Okay.
My bad.
Well, that makes this a little bit...
yeah.
Tired shit.
Rachel said,
I got tired, too, sitting outside.
Rachel said, meh, no fucks given. Thanks.
I guess I'm not surprised by them using their own service, and that's not really a problem since Battle.net is free, a free service, and the launcher is actually really good, and using, like, buying their games is really easy. Mm. It's not like using Origin or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Uplay. Yeah. Origin is way worse than Uplay.
It is.
I fucking hate Origin.
We heard your lamentation of how long you were trying to recover your account.
Oh. That was, like, one of the longest Facebook posts I've ever written.
I know.
I was so pissed. I was like, this is, like, the worst.
Pete's like, you
I just
want to
play Mass Effect.
See what you're doing to me, Origin?
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me either. I think more and more big publishers are going to start using their own stuff and try to compete with Steam.
The thing that the thing that surprised me about this though is that they went to Blizzard as opposed to going to GOG or another smaller publisher. They went to someone who John. I hear a siren.
That siren is saying that there's one kill required to win.
Okay.
These were just bots, though, so they literally never killed me because I just flew away with my broke-ass
plane. I thought
you
were being a bot.
Hi, Mike.
I mean, those were real people.
It's nice to see you in the digital world again, Mike.
I can't wait to hear what Mike has to say. He's going to be like, what's this robo shit you're playing? My son says he's better than you at it.
He's going to call it
You might as well have... I mean, he said,
what's
this...
Do you see what level I am?
He says, what's this game, RoboCrap?
When I logged back into this game, I was level 90. And I was just like, man, I did play a lot back in the day.
Are we still... Hey, are we still going into the alternate YouTube ingest server?
Possibly.
What? That's a question for Adam.
Oh. Possibly, but it shouldn't matter.
No, it's not, but I'm just saying I haven't seen any interruptions.
It's a shield.
Yeah, so...
Oh, and a little footnote on that, I guess, is that Destiny 2 is not coming to the Switch. Switch.
Yeah. Surprising no one.
Shocking.
Yeah,
surprising.
Right. Really,
no
really
one.
Shocking.
Is anybody excited for Destiny 2? Because I am not.
Only if Nathan Fillion is a major key player.
I never played the first Destiny, so I don't.
Neither did I.
Yeah. I did. It's poop.
It's basically like Halo Online.
It was Halo Online, but their storyline was bad, and the reason why is because they didn't release all of the storyline all at the same time. So by the end of the playable content during release, you felt you were not satisfied with the storyline. You had to wait for the DLC. The DLC took a long time to come out, at least based on the storyline. I felt like they should have immediately had it there, you know,
a couple months later.
Or like a month.
Yeah.
And then, so I just was completely unsatisfied. And then the rest of it was just grinding gear, doing instances, and essentially doing battlegrounds or whatever. And that's all fine. Just, I mean, as a story, I bought it for a story game because I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be great.
And Bungie's good at story.
No.
Well, you thought
if they want to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I still hold to Halo Reach is probably the best Halo game.
Never
ever.
Played it.
Halo Reach?
What was that 4?
No, Halo 4 is Halo 4.
Halo 3?
No, Halo 3 is Halo 3.
And there's 2, and there's 1, and there's 5. When was Reach?
Reach was after 3 and after ODST.
Oh, yeah. So ODST was before 4.
ODST was not the best thing about ODST was the firefight.
Yeah, that was great.
But everything else was poop.
But Reach's firefight was way better.
It was just because they took something that was great and made it better.
Yeah,
I mean, which they should have done.
I agree.
I still don't like power ups. I think they're dumb.
When did you get a tablet?
It's the company's tablet.
We'll see.
I'm just using it because I'm evil.
We'll see how Destiny 2 does. There's a lot of hype behind it and. Maybe maybe something's going to happen.
I mean, there's a ton of hardcore Destiny players, so I know there's a market for this game. So it'll at least be
so
successful
enough.
So just
to clarify before we move off the subject, Bungie did develop Destiny, but the publisher is Activision Blizzard. So it makes sense.
Oh,
it makes
now
sense completely
it makes sense.
Yeah, that they're using that platform.
Yeah.
Because okay. It might not even be Bungie's choice to do that. They probably don't even have any power over that decision at all.
Yeah, Blizzard could have been like, you're going to release it on Battle.net.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
So, and it's not like, I don't think their sales will suffer because of this.
No.
Oh, no.
So,
everybody's got a Battle.net account.
And if you don't, it's Battle.net. It's not hard to set up. And like Pete said earlier, it's free.
It's fucking free.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're clearly not a member of the PC Master Race. Yeah. You would have played WoW at some point.
I never played WoW.
You did too.
What's funny is John wasn't here for the last.
You're a liar.
John wasn't here for the last episode.
Never played WoW.
I don't know why.
So, why didn't Destiny come out on PC? Anybody answer that?
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
No idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's an always online video game. So, stealing the game means nothing.
Yeah.
And they didn't release it on PC, and I was kind of really upset by that.
I feel like you
probably the same reason why Halo 4 doesn't have a PC release or Halo Reach or Halo 3.
But it was an exclusive title.
True.
Like Halo's.
Yeah,
Halo's
you're right. Went. You're right. It did go over to PS4.
So I can understand that because then you make more money from selling the consoles. They benefit directly. Microsoft benefits directly from that by getting those exclusive
titles. I
can
even see them doing it though, like how Rockstar did GTA 5, where it was released for the consoles and then like. Was it a year later they released it for PC? Because
mm-hmm.
that way you're still going to get the console sales because there are people out there probably don't want to wait for a year to play the game.
I still think that the exclusive model is proven. Mm-hmm. So even if you do delay, I feel like you'll probably end up making delay.
Look at that.
Pause.
Good touch, John.
Thanks.
Oh, there's a heated debate on. It's not heated. Mike's just an idiot. He just says, "Let's see."
You are.
Mike said he only hated us playing
to get on the platform. That's the hard part.
He only hated us playing Resident Evil because we never finished it. We're slackers. And then he said, "Also, PC sucks."
Excuse.
And then he says,
"Fake news."
Then Rachel says, "Mike sucks," and he's a hater. But also, if this is your first time watching Waiting for Players, trust me, we don't just do this. We don't just yell at Mike. And please go ahead and like and subscribe.
We don't just
yeah.
to make sure.
Yeah.
We do yell at Mike.
We yeah. do, yeah.
What's our next bit of news?
Our next bit of news?
Overwatch. Far Cry 5.
Animated.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Is it? No, yeah. It's
Overwatch.
Yeah.
And if you haven't played Overwatch, you should definitely watch the shorts.
Yeah.
I've watched the Winston intro short. And that's a good one because that's when he hits the Overwatch button and everybody gets reactivated. That's also where you meet, what's the stalker guy with the guns?
Reaper.
And Widowmaker's in that too, isn't she?
Yeah. So is Tracer.
There's yes.
And then there's a bunch of other shorts. And even if you don't play the game at all, the shorts are worth it just on their
and they're only
like
10 minutes a piece.
Alone.
Yeah, they're not long, and they look really cool.
It's actually, so I went through, I don't have the money or patience to play StarCraft 2.
Uh-huh.
It's a long series of games, and it's set over 3 different installs. But I did have time to watch the cinematics for StarCraft 2. And just like every other Blizzard game, the in-house cinematics
they're amazing.
Kill it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you watch the Overwatch shorts, which I have, they're fucking amazing. The last one I watched was when, what's-her-name was released, the hacker.
Oh,
yeah. Sombra?
Yeah.
Sombra.
When Sombra came out, I watched that short, I was like, oh, that's dope.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're doing more, because I feel like every character definitely deserves one, and they all have their own interesting little backstories.
Anna's, too.
I think Blizzard's on par with Disney as far as like using storytelling elements really well in animated films.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in those 10 minutes, you really feel for the characters that have any kind of development in those shorts.
Oh yeah,
I feel
Widowmaker
origin
Winston.
Short.
Oh, that
is
too,
amazing. Yeah,
the
Winston
one?
Short, the Widowmaker origin short.
Oh yeah, that one's great.
She's got a really messed up past, and Winston's as well. Winston's is really sad. His scientist dead. Sad.
It is very sad. So I'm excited for more of these because I want to see, you know, a Torbjorn short. I want to see they've done a Genji one.
They've done Genji and Hanzo, haven't they?
Yeah, they're brothers.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, go figure. The two Japanese characters are brothers. Oh.
They're actually eternal dragons.
I know.
Eternal Dragon.
Why did you stroke your e-peen while you said that?
They're actually Eternal Dragons.
Jerk.
I mean, they are.
Fap.
No, it's cool. Hey, man.
You could then ask the question, why are the only two Japanese characters both dragons?
Isn't D.Va's Korean.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
My bad.
And Anna, I think, is Chinese.
Mike says, best news ever, they've delayed Red Dead Redemption.
They did delay Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's not good news. That's not good news.
They bumped it back to spring.
He even used emojis, guys.
Wow.
And then it only bumped back to spring of 2018. It's not a huge bump.
Yeah, and like we've always said when it comes to these things, good.
Take your time.
You know Rockstar's going to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They've delayed every release.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with them delaying it. I'm not gonna be excited about them delaying it.
Well yeah, of course not. I mean, I want the game now, for real, but at the same time I want a complete game.
Yeah, like, you want the game now how it is right now?
We don't want to know Man's Sky's Redemption.
Hey, right.
Hey Mike, for the first time in your life, what's it like to be a minority? Nothing?
Oh, I'm getting air right.
I got nothing from you guys on that. Fucking crickets.
He's finally because he's white.
Thank you. Jesus, I'm not asking for much.
Stalling out, John.
It's okay, Peter. That's why they call it Schmoople.
Schmoople.
I was having a retard moment.
Like I said, I'll probably watch the shorts. I don't think I'll ever pick up Overwatch, but I'll watch the shorts.
Fair enough.
I hate to jump backwards in time, but what if they did something really similar with The Last of Us, like a Last of Us prequel movie? Or the space in between his daughter dying and the beginning of the first game.
Okay, there you go.
That could be a good, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, like, it's a 15-year jump?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, let's see that.
There's plenty of,
obviously,
like,
his construction business... As a prequel, probably boring as fuck.
Well, him and him and Tommy trying to get out of town.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Especially like Tommy's gonna have to try and console his devastated brother.
Yeah.
Spoilers for a 4-year-old.
And you
kind of
see how Tommy ends up how he ends up leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, how he ends up leaving him.
And then you also get to see what's that? The first female character? Tess. Yeah, but how he meets Tess,
mm-hmm. and how they form that they actually form their own business together.
Mm-hmm.
Business in huge quotes because they just smuggle ration cards, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Which is like a food bogus economy, isn't it? But
wrecking your face,
he's using
but I feel like that could also be good. There's more money for Naughty Dog.
No, I think that would be a really good idea, too.
Have you ever listened to Neil Druckmann's, like, talks, like his keynote speeches or anything like that?
I can't say I have.
He's like a savant, dude. Like, he's, like, he makes leaps in logic and storytelling, and you're like, okay, yeah, sure, great. It sounds awesome.
And then he proves it.
Well, yeah, then you see what he does, and you're like, oh, it is great. Awesome. moving forward in time... Far Cry 5 got announced.
Yeah.
There's a reveal teaser, and then there's going to be an announcement trailer later this week.
Yeah.
And we'll throw that up on the website.
There's four little 30-second shorts?
Yeah, one of them.
They don't really show much, but they're kind of interesting to watch.
One of them is a shot of a river, and then a body starts rolling down a river.
I didn't even notice it at first. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it says, "Welcome to Hope County, Montana."
Uh-huh. I like the one with the bell.
That was dope.
When it flies by, you see that's a dude just slamming some other guy's head into a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the first Far Cry game in memory that's taken place in America.
I think it's the very first one in America.
Yeah. And for it to take place, at least part of it, in Montana, that's got to excite at least one person watching right now.
It's going to be a bunch of hillbillies and freaks with guns.
I think it sounds really interesting. I've never really played much Far Cry.
I played fucking incest story. Just saying. It's going to be backwards.
So it's going to be Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. But
Rachel says Montana, bitches.
I played a little bit of Far Cry 4 here in the studio. And then we all talked about Primal, but I don't think any of us ever played it.
I would be the most one. Like, I think I'm the most likely one to buy it, but I guess I'm waiting for it to go on sale. But it's a fucking Uplay game, right? So good luck.
Primal, I've seen it go down as low as like maybe 15 or 20.
Yeah,
but that's the same thing.
Still,
like,
no, you won't go for 15 or 20
dollars or percent.
It's not so much that
dollars.
I'll go for dollars, but if it's percent, I don't. Dealing with Uplay is a whole thing. You know, really, it really is.
It's a thing.
Dealing with anything that's not Steam is a thing.
It's not. I beg to differ. GOG is amazing.
Okay, just, that's fine. But I'm referring to also console marketplaces.
Oh,
because,
sure, yeah. Because
like,
you.
Trying to, if you haven't used your console in a while and you're trying to use Netflix, it's like the fucking, it's the devil.
I imagine
it's easy on the PS4. Yes.
It's pretty easy on the one.
Not if you have to update a bunch of shit, but yeah.
Because I just went through that exactly. Like I was watching something on my PS4 and I hadn't like downloaded the app or anything since the last time I put in the new hard drive, I think, or something, you know.
Well, Mike, what I've had a problem with before is having Netflix, trying to watch it, and then needing to download the most updated app, but then you have to update your whole console before getting the new app, and then you have to update the app, and then you have to use it. And it's like this whole process.
Right.
When you're on a browser, you're just like, it works!
My console was still getting used every day, so like the system was updated. Okay, it just had to get
You
could
tell how much, how often I tried using the Netflix on my PS3, and that was even worse. Like, because I hadn't used it in, like, years.
Right.
Mike would like to let everyone know that it was good to see everybody at Adam's Barbecue, except for no-show Peter. He's a slacker.
Yeah, except I rode my bike 40 miles that day, so you can suck a fat one.
What?
Fat bicycle peen, Mike.
Big slacking right there.
Big slacking hard. Slacking hard, but doing productive stuff.
I also want to reiterate if this is your first time stopping by, we're almost done with our news and we're about to get into the game, but please be sure to hit that subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Get a notification when we go live, when we do some streaming.
Exactly, and we do have plans for more live streams in the near future. Let's get to the last bit of news, and it's probably the most fucked up thing I've read in a while.
Yes.
Ancestry.com, that awesome, awesome site that tells you where your origins are in the world.
For just $90.
Stop using them. Stop, stop fucking using them.
Because you are literally selling them your DNA.
That's right.
Forever.
Yeah.
Buried it longer than you will.
Buried in their terms of service agreement, there is a clause that says they have the right to keep your DNA forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the right to that specific genetic code forever.
And the right to use it against you and your relatives.
Like, sell it.
There's actually a case, at the very bottom of the article that you posted, there's a case to where a woman signed up for, I believe it was disability benefits.
It was some insurance.
It was some insurance thing. And she was approved for it, and then a month later, they had actually gotten a hold of her genetic record and found out that her father was predisposed.
Some genetic disorder.
But because of that. They took it from her.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like Mike says, Peter, you should lift weights and not ride a bike like Lance Steroid Armstrong.
Yeah, Mike, you lift tons of weights, bro?
Yeah, basketball, plyometrics, same shit.
Rachel's commenting on the Ancestry.com thing that she says they can clone your ass.
Yeah. They could by what you're signing away. And then, you're also, by agreeing to those terms of service, you're signing away your rights to sue them.
Yep.
Yep.
So you're signing away your rights, like, explicitly to sue them. And that they can sell it, like, it's transferable forever.
Yeah.
So they can sell it as many times as they want, and even if you opt out of it, which is possible, there is a way to opt out of it. But
then they can, like, they'll opt out of it, but they won't destroy your records unless you specifically request them to, and then jump through a bunch of hoops to get them to do that.
It's like trying to get your stuff off of Facebook.
I'm curious whether 23andMe is following the same kind of shady bullshit.
I have never read the terms of service, but my understanding is that it's not that way.
I have more faith in 23andMe.
I haven't watched the video either, but I was reading a thread on Reddit about this earlier, and someone was pointing out that the YouTube show Smarter Every Day.
Yeah,
The guy goes, he does that. He does the 23andMe thing, you know. And he reads through the terms of service, or at least talks about that he read through the terms of service, and everything seemed fine on it. So, I mean, you know, it's still someone else's opinion, so take that with a grain of salt.
Of course.
If you're submitting your blood in to be DNA, your DNA, if you're sending it in to be analyzed, to be cataloged and analyzed, you should probably read through those terms of service really well.
It's not like a Netflix terms of service, you know? It's a little bit more important.
Well, it has to do with your biology.
Exactly.
So. But, I mean, I can understand why people don't read it. It's probably really long.
Yeah, no, I absolutely understand. don't ever read those things. I just, you click agree. You scroll to the bottom if
usually,
you have to.
Usually, though, it's not a life-changing thing to sign a EULA or a terms of service.
Right. Yeah. It's not a it's not a fucking eternal thing. Like,
yeah. You can sign away your fucking soul.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've played WoW.
Like, you could do it and screw over your kids later on or something. Yeah, or your you know, father, anybody. Like,
we own your genetic code.
So what's the gist on this? Are we going to start warning people away from Ancestry.com?
I mean, highly. Like, it's crazy. There's a clause in there that even says, like, they can use it for anything they want, even things that aren't even invented yet. So, like...
That's pretty far-reaching.
That aren't even invented yet. Yeah, they're just like...
Yeah, but so that everything. Opens it up where they could clone you one day when that's a more, you know...
Who's seen The Sandlot? Forever. Forever.
Kirsten's family recently used Ancestry.com to map that, so they've got her grandmother's genes and her mother's genes.
Let her know, man.
Did the DNA testing?
Yep.
Yeah,
so they have it.
A couple years ago, 23andMe actually got in trouble with the FDA because they were prognosing and showing different tendencies towards certain diseases, and the FDA was like, "Hey, wait, hang on, can't do that."
Didn't they get where they can, or either they're
on the way.
They can, as long as they give the disclaimer that it's not like professional medical, blah blah blah. You know,
these are the genetic markers for hypertension. Right. Yeah.
Go to a doctor and get this shit checked out.
Mike says you're killing me, Smalls. That's probably the nicest thing he said to us.
To be honest, I would still kind of like to do the 23andMe thing. I mean, the only thing that really turns me off to it is the $200 price tag.
I love that pink.
Yeah,
I'll split it with you.
Expensive.
And then, I'll split it with you and flip a coin.
You guys should both suck on the saliva thing.
What the fuck is this? Hey, real quick, we're going to do a Lazy Nights vote on if we can use money to do that. Aye. Oh, the eyes have
it. That's a lot of money. Watch me whip. Maybe an experiment we'll have to do someday.
Right on.
I think it's game time.
I think it is game time.
I think so, too.
It's game time, baby.
You ready to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk about RoboCraft. So, we're going to cover the boring stuff first. Publisher, Free Jam.
Like jam,
it better
like
be free.
The jam and put on peanut butter.
Yep, and they jam that shit for free.
Nice.
It came out in 2014, so it's been out, like I said, for a while. It's been out for 3 years.
And we played it before.
We did, because like I said, I came back to this game and I was level 90, and I was like, man, I played a lot back in the day. Me and my buddy Ed, though, played the living shit out of this game, so we didn't stop.
Your armor looks pretty cool on that.
So armor you can put on there and stuff, like, if it can't, like, bump into the other piece. But I managed to, like, snake all these armor pieces around each other to just, like, keep stacking them. I didn't care if it was pretty. I just wanted to jam as much armor around the front and back of my mech as possible. And on the sides to protect the legs. So I just was like, oh, I'll just find a way to weave it together. And it actually came out pretty good. I call this one the Trojan Goof.
You missed a trick. It's the Trojan Ploof.
Damn it.
You fucked up, John.
I did.
You fucked up.
Real quick, the score rank on Steam Spy put it at 32%, but the user score is 72 and the old user score is 73. Now, that being said, Free Jam kind of broke the game for a while.
Yeah.
So it was a lot different, and it wasn't that it was broken back then. It's that they made a bunch of changes. They changed the way the currency in the game worked. Before, you had these little robo points. I can't remember what you called them.
Robo points.
And if I wanted to buy something, I would go to the store and it would tell me how many robo points. Well, now you have these thing here.
Now you have robo points.
No, they're called robits.
Oh.
You weren't even close. You weren't even close, bro.
Hey.
Now you have robits and you get them. For a while there was no way to get robits without spending money.
Oh, sounds like how lame. Zoidberg says
robot.
Yeah,
and so then all the Steam... because people that were playing it on Steam when it came out on Steam versus when it just... Because originally you just downloaded the game off their website.
Right.
So all these Steam reviews are just like, pay to win, pay to win, pay to win, pay to win. Because it was. They broke it, turned it into a pay to win. And they have since fixed it. So when you end a game, every time you level, you get the highest level of crate.
Oh, that's cool.
And then that unlocks and it gives you, you get robots in there as well as you get components.
And highest level of crate for you.
Can we see the different things you've made? I know you've shown it throughout the day, but can you show us the different robots?
So this here is the Waiting for Players Pwns, W4P Pwns airplane I made.
I'm not sure that it pwns. If you were watching the stream.
It's good. It's just there was a guy on there. I was going to tell you guys to start. The guy that had the avatar that was a number 6, a white 6 on an orange background. I was going to tell you guys before the thing, like, he's going to murk me. Because he had massive anti-air cannons on him, 4 of them. And they shred flyers. Like, they can't do shit to ground units, but they shred flyers. And so I was just like, I know that. And he did. He just stood back, and he just shot at our flyers the whole game. And when he starts to hit you, it's a flat cannon. So it goes out, and then it explodes like a shotgun blast through your plane and just shreds your plane. And once they start hitting you... Yeah, it just blows chunks off my plane. And the next thing you know, I'm like a propeller and a wing.
So what are those orientation arrows for?
So this is just telling you, one, how much space it takes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like it's saying that nothing can be placed within this ring.
Sure.
So nothing that overlaps with that ring, it won't allow me to. Mm. Same with these. These are telling me that they're going to spin, but it's also telling me that these create lift.
Mm-hmm.
This is telling me that it creates forward pull.
And then over the wings, you can see how the air travels over the wings.
Yeah, they show you.
Sure. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What determines how much you can build?
So if I go in here, we'll just go in an airplane and edit my robot. Here at the bottom, the robot CPU, the maximum is 2,000. This one's at 976.
So you've got some room to move.
I can make it twice as big.
Does everybody have that same maximum?
Yes, 2,000.
Nice.
So even me at a level 102 now or whatever I am, it's still 2,000, just like everybody.
What's the relationship between robot CPU and energy?
Like, so robot CPU is just
how much
everything has
use?
A CPU charge. So like, wrong button. If I go in here and I look at this, right, it's going to tell me CPU load is 150 PFLOPs. Right, so I know that if I add that item to this, it's going to cost me 150 of my robot CPU points. So
gotcha.
That's something I got to be aware of. Blocks obviously don't add much at all. Now, your weapon energy is based off of, so like, my wings, my boosters, my guns, my propellers and blades, all of that stuff decreases my weapon energy because they all take power. And that decreases how long I can fire my gun for. So, like, if we go into the training here real quick. And we just take off.
So what about the number of guns? Does that affect your weapon energy or no?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so just having a gun affects the number of times you fire all of your guns.
Exactly.
I guess it's think about it like a load on a battery where the drain's going.
So are you better off with less guns or like a happy medium kind of? Because if you stick just a whole bunch of guns on, it's kind of pointless then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're going to burn through your energy super
quickly. Exactly, yeah. But so there is a happy medium. So like you see on my plane here, there's 4 guns on the bottom. That's because it takes 4 of these plasma cannons to reach the maximum fire rate.
Gotcha.
So I have the optimum amount. Now I get one shot off and I can no longer reach the maximum. So there's a reason to put more on there because they do get blown off and you could still maintain. But like, so you see this blue bar around my aimer?
Yeah.
It goes down. Once I run out of energy, my fire rate drops drastically and I got to let it charge.
So if you have... Do they all fire simultaneously or in sequence?
In sequence.
So having more guns doesn't necessarily change how quickly you run out of energy.
You shot yourself.
I did.
Only fire the same number of times.
Yes. But that's the whole point of adding unnecessary guns.
Right.
You just killed your pilot.
But I didn't.
He's K, dude. He's K.
He's fine, dude. He's in the
Look,
air.
He's 100%.
Straight up. There's no crash damage in this game. Although they did add melee weapons. And oh my god, dude. People make these bots. And the melee weapons are these big curved, like, plasma blades.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these people
Zoids.
That make spinning,
yeah,
spinning
I saw the Zoids.
Flying bots with helicopters. And they fly, and then they hit their boosters and start them spinning. And then they just fly into you. And if we go to the forge here, I can show you the weapons. So they're these guys. And, in fact, I think I have them. Or at least, yeah, I've got some. So I could just put it on top of my plane, maybe.
A fin?
That thing
energy fin?
It's too close to the propeller.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could probably put it on the ground. I'll just put it here.
Oh, okay. You can have multiple weapons?
Yeah.
That's rad. So you can switch.
You always could have multiple weapons.
Oh, could you? I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But so, you only have one active at a time.
Yeah, but you see these, right? And then the bigger one's even bigger, has a third blade, right? Uh-huh. And, oh, it's symmetrical, did it? So, yeah, they'll make these spinning bots with the melee blades, and there's different... They've added all kinds of shit now, so... Like, in the...
John, just not to keep it too bogged down in menus, is there any way we could go back to a game?
Yeah, I could go against AI.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Just, we're losing viewers.
Oh, because
we're just in menus.
Oh, John, you're losing viewers.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're not talking about the game anymore. Now we're just going to play the game. No, they've added stuff. So they've added, like, a blink teleport.
Oh, that's awesome. Actually,
okay, that's cool.
To escape from battle or to get into battle. Uh-huh. They've added a this backup battery that you can store on your ship that basically allows you to recharge your weapon energy once every 2 minutes.
All right.
They've added an EMP, which shoots this big beam from the sky in an area after, like, a certain delay. And anybody inside of it just shuts your robot down.
Now, that's amazing.
Yeah,
are there
so, like, pickups? I'll be flying, and if somebody hits me with their EMP while I'm flying, my ship will, all my propellers, everything will just stop, and it'll drop like a rock.
Oh, shit.
Are there, like, in-match pickups or special boosts or power-ups you can get in this game, or is it just based on what you build?
No, just based on what you build. There's nothing in the map. Now, they did add a custom game type recently, too, in the latest patch as well, when they added a lot of stuff. So, one of the biggest things that they did in the last patch was they added the robots to the crate.
Sure.
So that people can get them all
still
the time.
Still generate money. Yeah. Did you actually mention how you ended up with so many robots?
Well, so, now you can upload your design. So, like, my plane here, uh-huh. I can upload it to this place called the Factory inside the game. Mm-hmm. And then if, like, say, Adam back here wants to build this plane...
Which
and
one?
You don't have the components.
Either one.
Both. Either one. They don't have the components, right? So it'll say to Adam, because of the components I'm using, it's going to cost him $200,000 to make this. Because it's just making you buy all the components at once.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll also build it for you, so it just shows up in your garage, so you don't have to build it. So if you don't like building it, you can just collect robots and then use other people's designs.
Right on. Yeah. So there may be other people flying around with a W4P Pwns.
I highly doubt it.
Lenny.
Lenny bought my first plane.
Oh.
And not this one. This one's actually better.
Damn you, Lenny.
So what do you like better? Do you like making planes better or walking?
I like making them all. It's insanely fun. They all serve their purpose. Flying's fun, but it's way harder to do well with a flyer.
I like the walkers with the jumping. Thought that was rad.
Yeah, so now the spider legs and stuff, you can climb walls with those. And then you can post up on the wall with the spider legs. And then, like, Garrett actually just recently made a spider leg walker bot that allows him to climb up on walls, and then he uses rail guns as, like, for, like, sniping.
That's dope.
Yeah, and then he just snipes, position, and then and then it allows him to, he can jump really far with the spider legs, too. So he'll jump really far. And
he pwned that guy.
Yeah, he was squish bitch.
Like waiting for players.
Like this, we pwn.
So if you're, what you're saying is, if you're good at designing, you can come up with enough money to feed yourself.
Oh, you could easily make a ton of robots. Yeah, there's some designs out there that I looked at. One of them had 1,000 plus purchases.
Wow.
And then Free Jam will actually feature them periodically. So, like, if you have a really cool design, you know,
Are you hoping?
Nothing of mine's cool enough for that, man. I'm talking, like, somebody made a spaceship with a biodome on the back.
I can
a
do
fucking
that.
Biodome with, like, trees and shit, just using the blocks.
I would probably buy
a glass waterfall coming out of the ship.
I would probably buy that Liger Zero we saw earlier. Peter knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That was fucking cool.
That was really cool.
You guys watch Zoids at all?
Yeah.
No? It's like battle bots, but massive, like, animal bots.
Okay.
And the main character, Liger, he was able to morph into different kind, or not morph, but he could augment himself mm-hmm. in different ways. But the base unit was Liger Zero, and that's what we saw. It was dope.
And then later they had Blade Liger and Shield Liger.
Exactly, yeah. Right on. Well, you got any final thoughts before we move on to Peter's?
No, just that it's really fun if you played before and you liked it, but there's things you didn't like. They've changed a ton of things about this game. There's even ranked play now.
What's the cost?
free.
Oh, that's even better.
That's the best kind of cost.
Yeah, that's the best and price.
Since they've added the way you get the robots now and the crates, not only do you get robots, but you also get pieces.
Oh, nice.
So, you get the crates. So, like, you can just build stuff and then get robots and you can unlock the things you're missing. Mm-hmm. If you were a low level when you used to play, the only other thing I will say is I highly suggest just making a new account. Because now, for your starter, you get 3 mechs, a hover, a walker, and a flyer. And it gives you all of the components for all those mechs, which I had none of when I came back. So, like, the people that just started, like, had all these cool components, and then, like, I was like, oh, well, I have a lot of components, but none of the new ones. Mm-hmm. It just gives you more stuff, and those mechs are really good for grinding.
Okay.
Because, like, even though they're using really weak guns, the Walker Plasma mech, starter mech, people use it for a long time, and then just, like, slowly... I still see people slowly load into the game, and it says starter mech. And the only thing they've done is kept the mech, but just... deleted guns off and put stronger versions on.
I like your dodge skills right here, by the way. That was awesome.
It's a bot. He can't do shit. He's like a stormtrooper. oh, God. That fucking box can't
kill
it. I am
box.
Dude, it is. It's so hard to look at it. I just shot the shit out of it, but I think I hit the same, put a hole in the same spot over and over again.
Hey, Peter.
Yes.
Tell me about the beaky.
The bikey. The first bionic wireless underwater fish drone.
That thing.
It's the coolest thing ever.
For people watching on our YouTube stream, I'm going to give you guys a quick image of this thing.
Right there.
No, it's next it's to you guys. Here, it's actually other way.
That way.
Yeah.
So the Beaky, the fish drone, made Jesus by RoboC. Lol.
Yeah, RoboC is SEA.
Yes.
Super Chinese company, by the way.
Very Chinese.
Like, if you go to their website, it's all in Mandarin. Like, I can't translate it fast enough. I won't.
Could you translate it if you went really, really slow?
No.
So speed is not a factor here.
Not at all.
Okay. Zhang Ming Li, Dr. Wang Wei, maybe?
And Wei Solo.
We so Li Yang
gone too deep.
Ting Wong.
yeah.
We got
gone too deep.
I was actually trying to read their name.
I was just making them up.
I think I'm fine.
I mean, they can't hate you. You're solid.
He's still flying. So.
I'd also like to show them our viewers like a diagram of how this thing is built real quick. So it literally has a fishtail on it.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna zoom in on it real quick.
It's right here.
Fishtail
driven.
Dude, that is so cool. I want to fish.
Moving at a staggering 1.12 miles an hour.
Staggering.
Too slow. But I will say that humans can only swim at like 3.7 miles an hour, like the average human.
So what is why?
So clearly I'm faster. Why?
Yeah,
robot.
Why?
The point? Because there isn't a fish drone yet. Obviously. Why not?
I imagine it also has a camera and can take videos and sweet stuff from under the walls.
And it can be controlled by your app.
Oh, that's handy.
And there's also like a separate remote control that comes with it.
That is also waterproof.
Yeah, that you can take with you underwater and steer it.
Nice. So I think for the purposes of going into spaces that you can't, like, I feel like there's actually quite a few commercial uses for this if they improve the design.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a service that a lot of marinas have where they have these scuba divers to go inspect the bottom of your boat, and they all have to do that by hand, and they've recently been upgrading to GoPros, obviously, because that's a really cheap way of getting down there and increasing your visibility. And
they're
taking
super
video.
Robust, and like they can take damage.
Now that I don't even need to go in the fucking water.
Yeah.
You can do it with a fucking drone.
Exactly.
So, but I mean, obviously 1.2 miles an hour and the range is pretty poopy, so...
But this is the first step, right?
This is the first step, yeah. But, I mean, why make a drone? Because, I don't know. Like,
it's true, it's true.
So, why make a fish drone? Because. But no one's done it yet, and I'm kind of... The reason why I picked this was because, like, I guess no one made an underwater drone yet. That's pretty cool.
We've seen an underwater drone.
We did talk about an underwater drone. Wasn't it shaped like a fish?
Yeah. Okay. So this is the first underwater fish drone.
It was more like just a regular drone. It was like a quadcopter but underwater.
But underwater propellers.
It was more built like a submarine. Yeah, it was like a
lame fish drone.
It's a tether. Yeah.
Swims with a waggy tail.
It was tethered.
That's poop.
What I do like about this is it doesn't have so the side fins on a fish, they're for moving up and down.
Uh-huh.
Like this thing doesn't have that. It uses buoyancy. Yeah. Like a submarine does. It uses ballast and buoyancy.
Yeah. Right.
It's fucking cool.
I'm concerned about the battery life.
Is it short that it's going to get trapped underwater
it
forever?
Doesn't really
it's about the battery life of a trout.
Oh, God.
Not very much.
On the line or off the line?
On the lines.
Mike says, and losing viewers again. Fuck you, Mike.
It can be, Mike, suck my dick.
It can take 60 to 90 minutes of HD video, but I'm concerned that it actually can't run for 60 to 90 minutes, depending on its use.
Sit there and not move and record for 90 minutes?
Yeah, just it can't do anything.
It can do it.
It is pretty sweet. What's one of these bad boys going to run you?
$550.
Hey, let's split that, too.
I'm going for this. Yeah,
fish drone.
So do you get a box every victory, John?
Yeah, that was a bot game, and I still got a bot.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now there's less
stuff.
Is that robits in a pile? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is it 100 one
robits?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
That's for those. A blue pile is 4,000 robits. A purple is 20,000. And if you get lucky like Garrett, and you get the legendary pile of robits. He got 100,000 robits in a single crate after a game.
Fuck
free crate
guy.
Right after a game. Just boom. Oh, 100,000 robits. Wow. And because we like pwn so hard when we all group up and play, he'll level like three times. So he'll get three of like the highest level crates or two of the highest level crates from leveling so many times. And then you just keep opening them, getting tons of robits. And
I'm going to have to play this game with you guys.
Pete.
But since you're so high level, you can't get all the robits.
Oh. There's another concern that I have about this thing, and is that how does it deal moving from saltwater to freshwater?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question.
That is a really good question. Good question. Yeah.
Because, like, we could throw it over in Five Mile or Angle Lake and probably have no problem, but let's take it over to fucking Dash Point.
Yeah, right.
And
which
see.
Would be where I'd want to take it more than just the lake anyways.
Right.
You
yeah.
know?
I'm not saying it's or Redondo. I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. I just want to know.
I feel like that should be in the design axiom for the thing.
For
like,
real,
that's
right?
Got to be one of the requirements. So, like, got to work in lakes, got to work in the ocean.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's like, hey, salt water covers 70% of the planet. Make sure it works in that.
You know,
shit.
we already have a pretty good idea of how salmon spawn, like, and why they, and like, not why they do it, but where they go and how their routes are and stuff. But throw one of these in there with it. As they're jumping up and stuff, that could be pretty fucking cool.
Hashtag National Geographic.
Yeah. Salt can really
fuck
screw
that, planet Earth.
Up, though. So there may be, like you have to clean it out really well afterwards.
Even, like, boats, you have to, like, rinse
to
them with fresh water
uh-huh.
and run fresh water through the motor.
Because the salt water will just
corrode
everything. Yeah.
My friend was telling me about living in New Hampshire for a long time and then moving from New Hampshire to Washington. His car essentially only lasted a year because of the salt had caked down the bottom of his car and it had corroded the metal, but the salt was there like as a solid clump.
Yeah.
And so it was protecting the car from falling apart. But as soon as he got to Washington where there was no salt, his car started like literally disintegrating. And so salt's no joke. You don't want to fuck around with that.
That's gnarly as fuck.
I know. Like, I'm literally falling apart. I would not drive that anymore. Like, you just step into it and there's a hole and you're like, nope, I'm not driving to work today.
Off to
sorry,
the bus
guys.
Stop.
I'm gonna
it's
be
almost
late.
As bad as finding, like, a living thing in your car. Like, I'm not talking like an ant or a spider. No, you're like, you have a rat's nest in your car.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a new car.
Right?
Why don't you just clean it? Nope, fuck that. New car.
Dude, I had ants in my Prelude. It parked in my
and?
Dude, it was rough. You can't have ants in your car.
This is how you get ants.
Dude, I was driving it down the road because I had it parked in some
grass. As you do with cars.
Yeah.
And then I was driving it down the road, and then I looked down at my center console, and there's a freaking straight line of just ants marching over to my center console and back down inside of shit. And I was like, what, no?
The worst is when it's a bee or a wasp or something.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I sprayed it, and then they were like all through my motor and shit. They were everywhere.
This thing will run you 500. Would you say
what robits
dollars?
Oh,
would it be?
It is a robot.
Would it be worth it? And would like if you were in like I don't know as just a recreational first adopter, would you do it?
No.
I wouldn't either. I would wait for a longer battery life and a definite
the
answer on
the
salt
thing.
The next
generation one's always going to be way better. Yeah. And it will usually come down in price as well. Or it'll be the same price, but with new features.
Their video is also not good at explaining what people would use it for.
Well, that's just because you can't understand them.
Well, no, the it was definitely in English.
It's also because it's a robotic fish, and there's not a lot of music.
I feel like
they're probably just like, I mean, you get
they
it,
didn't show
you?
Any commercial application for it or like usefulness for it.
I think you could have said, like, it's for cleaning zoo aquariums, and you put it in there so when people see it swimming around and checking on the tank, you know, it's just like a cute, it's like a Roomba. For your fish tank.
It's like a fishba.
That's but, actually not a bad idea.
Right? And
he said that with some surprise towards John.
Yeah.
Like, what if it was, like, realistic?
Well, we all have
like,
ideas.
Like
yeah,
we
are. Surely are they good.
Then you can just, like, go fuck with other fish. Yeah, you know? Good. Because yeah. They'd be like, down. Oh, what's that fish doing?
Finding
oh,
it's Nemo. It's Finding Nemo.
Bonk. Bonk.
So you auto-heal back to this really quickly?
Fish. Yes.
That's cool because that's a feature that wasn't there
so,
before.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you, before you were useless.
And just fly
yeah.
away.
There were many times where you're just like, I'm just a chair on a block.
I'm a chair with
oh,
one
there's no,
block.
There is no cockpit anymore.
Oh, that's
oh
good.
There's not. Okay.
I'm
nope,
okay
there's
with
just
that.
Like a certain level the ship's got to be destroyed.
Okay, like 90% blocks gone or something like that.
That's a much better idea.
Well, I killed 14.
Because before the tactic was hide the chair as well as possible
yeah,
with armor
yeah.
blocks.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there would be times where, like, you'd be cruising around and, like, get blown up, and then they would just leave you there so you would never respawn, and you would just be a chair on a block.
So, hanging out. Pete, any final thoughts on the Bicky?
It's a fishy.
It's a fish drum.
And does it swim in its own poop?
Touch me.
Stop.
There's nothing... No, there's really no closing statements. It's a fish drone. It swims. It takes photographs and video. That's really it. It's got some cool
nice.
Technology. I would look at it. The ballast is a great idea. Mm. And the pneumatic little
fish
animatronic
tail?
Fish tail is pretty cool.
It also is like, some of it is like aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Like when it's
fish.
When it swims, you're like, ah!
How big is
that's
it?
That's adorable.
Like, they have some, we need a banana for comparison, but it's about the size of like a large fish. Like, it's, what?
Like a shark?
Like a fish shark.
No, I would say it's in between like a halibut and a salmon.
And a dogfish.
Or that.
Somewhere in there.
Halibut can get huge.
Yeah so can a dogfish.
Like
and that's why
pounds.
We didn't say tuna.
Like a tuna bit.
It's like a tuna. What? It's like the size of a human being. Which would also be cool. They should just make that.
This
It'd
is
be
a
cool.
sweet hover shift.
They should
you
just
make
robots that are big.
No, he's, no,
no
this
no,
is a factory.
John isn't that good.
I was going to say, wow. That one looks really good. So
this is, you're a son of a bitch. I could make this. I could if I watched like a YouTube video on how to make
like
this.
Something out of John Carter or something.
No, there actually are tons of YouTube videos. So if you don't want to buy somebody's. But I always like to go in here and just
you
admire
like that
some
one looks
of
like the, Samus.
That is Samus.
Oh.
Yeah, pick the lame
oh,
one.
Oh, try to find
that
Samus.
One right there.
Yes. Somebody made Rex.
That is
yeah,
Samus.
Yeah, that is Samus.
That's totally nice. Samus.
Rex? Oh, Metal Gear
awesome.
Rex.
Yeah, we were talking
yeah,
about
like
making
Metal
a Metal
Gear,
Gear
Rex.
Earlier. See if there's a Metal Gear
if
Rex.
If no one's done this, I'm going to do it.
Just going to hit Rex.
That's going to...
Okay, that's
you
turn.
Could put probably Metal Gear.
Metal Gear,
Metal Gear would be better, yeah.
Way better. Because they could just make something called Rex.
We're big right now, so...
Okay, John. Okay.
I don't know what I did. I hope I didn't buy
try,
one.
Try again.
Oh, God. I was like, I can't afford that.
While John finds this, is there anything coming up for Waiting for Players that
there.
We want to discuss?
Nice.
Here, let me switch yeah. you guys here. Here's Metal Gear Rex.
That's awesome.
It looks good.
Buy it.
That's buy it.
$225,000 for a little walking laser mech.
And I don't see a problem.
And it's got some chain guns on it. What legs are it's using the heavy duty sprinter legs? That's why it's so expensive because I don't have those. Everything else
it
I
doesn't
have
the radome on the side. Like it should yeah. have one rail gun and one radar on the other side.
Yeah,
they didn't make it anatomically accurate.
Yeah.
They're just like laser guns.
Oh, what is this?
I think you can make.
Oh, this is
one.
The one I was telling you guys about that has the biodome in the back.
Oh, wow.
Why would that come under Metal Gear? Like, why did?
I don't
why
know.
Is searching Metal Gear have
this
thing
is the featured
screen?
One? Maybe it just shows up in every search
because oh,
they're
okay.
featuring it.
Nice.
That's a, okay.
But here's the waterfall I was telling you about. Little
the
glass waterfall that they made coming out of there. It's
wow.
so people are way cool. Like, well, way cooler. I don't want to say that. People are way more talented than I.
No,
sure.
they have more patience than you.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
That's probably.
I probably
or free
could
time.
Have made this after like 100 years.
Well,
no, it's not really that amazing. It's just crazy, you know. I wouldn't have thought of it.
Hey,
that's
did you guys
really
know this is featured?
It's free jam featured.
So that's about everything.
That's everything.
That's about everything. Yeah.
I know that we're going to be starting...
Buy my robots there on the factory. Just search Sentient Shadow, and then I get all your robots.
Nice.
Can't you sell these on the Steam Marketplace,
Rachel says that they're also way cooler. It's not just a slip.
It's not just more talent. Oh, you know, they're cooler.
Like, this is one I put on the Marketplace, right?
Looks like shit.
Right? Wow. And my friends are very supportive, as you can all see.
That's friend. That's not all of us,
man. Yeah, that's a good point.
I still think the armor looks pretty cool.
No, it does. Yeah. That is a pretty good one.
I do know that in June, Adam Caldwell and maybe others and I are going to start doing some more Telltale games.
Yeah, yeah.
We're probably going to do Tales from the Borderlands, but I did just get Wolf Among Us, so we might do that as well. Depends on how we're feeling. Other than that, Bad Flicks every Thursday at 7, and Comics Brew has a new episode every Monday.
Yeah, we do, so.
In June, Comics Brew Plays is coming back, and we will be streaming that. So.
Nice.
That'll be something to look forward to if you're down with the tabletop.
Is that going to be on Comics Brew's YouTube channel?
Yeah, it'll
channel,
be on Comics Brew's
so
YouTube.
You need to subscribe to that. So you
yes,
can,
we will.
That's fine. If you subscribe to Waiting for Players, Comics Brew's one of the recommended channels.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we'll probably see you guys next... Well, I don't know for sure if I'll be here next week, but these guys will, hopefully.
Probably.
I will be here.
I mean, promises, you know. Promises.
We'll hold you to it, John.
I'm not actually promising.
All right, everybody say goodbye.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.